Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to be together on the Hour of Fulfillment tonight, the program that is designed to take you from where you are to where you're supposed to be. The program that is going to lead you and put tools into your hand to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. What a joy that you are joining us tonight. And I know tonight is going to be extraordinary. Because the word of God will come forth and tools will be given to you to be the master. Now, but before we go into the word tonight, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the worship. Thank you because of your mighty hand upon every of our listeners. Thank you for the testimony that abounds. Thank you for the word of God that is able to do exceeding and do abundantly above all that we think or imagine. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking, oh God, that you will speak to us again tonight. Daddy, I'm asking, oh God, that you will confirm every word spoken, that the word is true with miracles, signs, and wonders in the life of the people. I lose the spirit of revelation and understanding right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that every listener tonight will go to the next level. Thank you because of this that you have done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment. And I'm trusting Jesus Christ tonight that tool will be put into your hand to do exploit. Listen to this. The essence of preaching and teaching the word of God is to give you tool into your hand to walk a good warfare and to be in charge. Because the most powerful instrument ever that God uses to install and to put people in charge is His word. He gave the word to Adam. He gave the word to David. He gave the word to Noah. It's just the word. When you know the word that you need to know, I am telling you, will be practically in charge. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter who has disappointed you. There is still a future in your future. So I want you to listen very well tonight because, I mean, truth don't just set free. No, truth make you to maintain your freedom. It's not just to just get freedom. Now, it gives you an experience as if you are in heaven right now. In fact, Jesus Christ said, when he was telling his disciples how to pray, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven." In other words, God wants everyone to experience heaven on the earth. And you know in heaven there is no oppression, there is no sickness, there is no depression, there is no frustration, there is no lack. There is no poverty. There is no premature death. So that is the life that is designed for you. But you can never experience true freedom without the knowledge of the truth. Now, I love the way Jesus Christ said it in John chapter 8, verse 32. He said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Oh, my God. Now, listen. I'm going to read that one again. John 8, 32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So it means, bondage in life is not permanent. I want you to think about that. Oppression, frustration is not terminal. In fact, there is no terminal cases anywhere on the earth. Because the scripture says here, it said, when you know the truth, it said you will be free. It means all I need to enjoy truth in my life is to know, to enjoy freedom in my life is to know the truth. Now the question is, what is the truth? Because if you don't know what the truth is, truth can pass you by and you don't know it is. Now, Jesus can explain. Now listen, let's use the word of God as an instrument to live, just as a scalpel is in the hand of a surgeon. That is how to use the word of God. When I used to say this one in our church, I said, when you use scriptural calculus to solve a problem, you know you can miss it. Now let's see, what is the truth? Jesus Christ told us, he said in John 17:17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Oh, come on now. Sanctify them. Now, I want you to just look at that word. The word sanctify means to set apart or to be uncommon. Now, Jesus Christ said, God, make them uncommon through thy word. Because Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life. In other words, the word of God is a person. And remember the scripture says, he said, and the word was made flesh. In John chapter 1 verse 16 says, and the word was made flesh and he dwelt among us. And we behold the glory of the word of God, which is Jesus, as the only begotten son of God. So God's word became human when Jesus Christ came here. Now, like I said this one to you, when Jesus Christ departed, the word of God became print, and we call it the Bible. So the truth is the word of God. And each time you release your faith to what he said, just as you will release your faith to McDonald's when you buy it. Now, because if you don't release your faith to McDonald's, right, you won't know this thing is going to fill your stomach. So that means even you have to believe that McDonald's is not a poison. That means it's going to satisfy you when you buy and you eat it. Mm. Now you have to release your faith to the word of God before the truth of the word of God bring freedom into your life. God is the truth. If anyone will operate in the wisdom and the power of God, you must make the word of God your daily menu.
Amen.
You have to feed on the word of God. I have seen so many people in life that are struggling, that their struggling is needless. Their frustration is needless. Amen. Because every day they sleep and they wake up with the truth in their life, on their table, in their dining table, in their living room. And via their body, they have all manner of versions, beautiful Bible, and they never open it. And let me tell you, having Bible in your life, in your house, does not equal freedom if you don't know the truth that is in the word. The wisdom of God, the power of God, the might of God is in the truth, which is in the word of God. You have to make effort every day to live by the word of God before you become a wonder on the earth. Jesus Christ said this. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So how do I live above sickness? The truth about healing. Yeah. How do I live above poverty? The truth about poverty. How about prosperity? How do I live a life that is victorious? Now let's check the truth about the victory, a victorious life in the word of God. Now listen to this. Joseph was not lucky. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to him and tried him.
Amen.
Oh my God. The word tried him. The word said, are you ready to take your freedom? He said, yes. Amen. Because a lot of people think Joseph became victorious because he interpreted the dream. No, that is not the truth. How many people have interpreted? You yourself that is listening to me, you have interpreted people's dream before. They didn't make you a governor. Now, but we saw where the answer came from when he interpreted the dream. Now, the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to him for about what to do with the dream. And that was when the wisdom came. And the Bible said the king saw him, and he said in Genesis chapter 41, verse 39 to 40, the Bible said the king said, there is no man that is wise and discreet as you. He said, because God has revealed this to you, he said, then you are going to be in charge of the kingdom. The same thing is happening right now. God is still revealing the truth to his children if they want to. A lot of people, they bet, they want to get the truth from the internet. It's not there. The truth is not under Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. But I'm telling you, there is no truth under Facebook except in the book called the scripture. Now, the point now is many are reading the scripture. Many are attending the churches, but they don't know the truth. Now, I discovered this, that access to the truth is not just because you are a Christian. It's a function of keys. When you have the key, you are in charge of the house. I've seen a lot of people that doesn't have a key and they think they are the landlord or the house owner. Somebody just lied to you. Until you have the key, you are not in charge of that house. And in the kingdom of God, the key is what you need. In fact, the scripture is so clear about it, that the keys of the kingdom is the access to the mystery of the kingdom. Now watch this. What are the keys that I need to have to access the truth? That time, the scripture will open to you. You are not just reading anymore. You are now taking instruction from the Creator to live a successful life, a life of victory on the earth. Number one, you must be born again. Amen. You must be born again. That's key one. You must be born again. You cannot access the family secret you don't belong to. If you don't belong to my family, I won't reveal our secret to you. Mm. You won't know we are the key of our houses. You won't know where we keep our money in our house. Amen. Because I don't trust you. Now, you are a good person, but I don't trust Amen. You because I've not proved you. Now, you don't have access to the secret of God until you come to God's family. The Bible says it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom, but to them that are without, it is done in parables. That is Mark chapter 4, verse 11. It is given unto you and I that are born again to know the mystery, the secret of God, the secret of God. But the people that are just churchgoers, they just have Christian name. They can't understand what we are dealing with. They can't understand the secret. The key to know what is going on in the family is to be part of that family. And you cannot be part of the family and be ignorant of what is in store for you. Amen. Because the father will never hide anything from his children. Are you hearing this? Right. The Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Yeah. John chapter 3 and verse number 3. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the first step to access the secrets of God is to be born again. And when you are born again, you are committing your life to the hand of Jesus. You are asking him to come and live inside of you. Now listen to this. I have discovered this. There is nobody on this earth that God expects you to live by your strength. No. God did not expect you to fight Satan by your strength. He's not even expecting you to fight sin by your strength. He knows you will be defeated. So he wants you to depend on him. He wants you to invite him to come and live his life through you. So it is no more you that live, but Christ that is living through your life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 said, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It is not me that live, but Christ that lives in me. Now, the life that I now live, I live it to the glory of the Son of God who died for me. Now, in other words, the moment you come in contact with Jesus, he erases your past. He destroyed what the enemy has Amen. Been doing in your life. Amen. And he gave you a brand new life. No wonder. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, wherefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. You don't have past anymore. Amen. So no devil from hell can tell you you've been bad. Oh, after all, you're on the third marriage. After all, you are on drugs. That was in your past. Amen. Because you don't have a past anymore when you come to Christ. And the secret of God will be revealed to you. Majority of people don't really understand the mystery of redemption, that it is a total overhauling Amen. Of our destiny. Amen. He put you on a pedestal of living a supernatural life in a natural world. Amen. I think somebody's getting what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You are no more a sinner that is saved by grace. No, you are now a child of the living God. Let me show you something here. In Romans chapter 8 verse 17, the Bible says here, he said, if children, if their children, then you are his. He said you are ears of God and joint ears with Christ. Oh my God, that I can just share the grace and go home.
Amen.
You are ears of God and joint ears with Christ. In other words, everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. You are not co-heir with Christ. You are joint ears with him. So if Jesus Christ is mighty, you mighty. If Jesus Christ is prosperous, you prosperous. Amen. If Jesus Christ is healthy, you are healthy. If Jesus Christ is victorious, you are victorious. You are joint ears. If children, there you are ears. Ears of God and joint ears with Christ. So the word of God comes alive to you because it's a family secret. When you are reading the scripture, God is opening your eyes to what he opened the eyes of Jesus Christ to when he was here. And you yourself, you get excited to hear from daddy. Now, the same word that God sent to Moses that made him to rule Egypt is the same word God wants to send to you. He knows, come on now, listen. God knows that a Pharaoh that didn't want you to get to your promised land. It's not you that we announced that to him. He knew. But you don't know how to take the rod so that you can humiliate your Pharaoh. Because you don't come to him as a child, as a son, as a daughter. When you are born again, it's far beyond being a Christian. It's far beyond I'm a church member. Now, is it? Can I just say this? Have you ever heard anybody say, I'm a member of the United States? No, just think about that.
Not at all.
No. You hear people say, I'm a citizen of the United States. Now, when you are born again, you are not a member of a church. You are a citizen of a kingdom of God.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? And that is what you must know. And when you become a citizen, everything that is needed for life and godliness is added. You have access to free health. You have access to supernatural protection. You have access to supernatural provision. Because Jesus Christ said, he said, you don't have to worry about this. He said, the heathen, the unbelievers, they are the one that is so, bombarded and they are confused with all these things. He said, for your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. So when you are born again, that's the first stage. And the second stage is you must be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you are born again and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't have the full key yet. Somebody needs to hear this one. Is somebody hearing me tonight?
Yes.
You don't have the key because the moment you are born again, you need the infilling of the Holy Spirit so that you can get current with divine instruction from heaven. I love the way Jesus Christ said it. He said, in John chapter 16, I love this one. Verse, he has been one of the greatest strength of my life. As a person, as a minister of the gospel, each time I read this scripture, I just, oh my God, Satan, I'm going to slap you and I'm going to take a cup of tea. Now watch this. He said in John chapter 16, now let's see something of verse 13 to 15. He said, how be it when the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father, verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now listen to this. Every day there is a council meeting in heaven. Every day, the 24 elders, they sit down around God to discuss what is going on the earth. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is part of that meeting. And what he does is that when they finish the meeting, he take what they have said and reveal it to you.
That's right.
Now, if you know that you don't have to work for the Holy Spirit, the moment you are born again and you ask him, the Holy Spirit come inside of you. As you are hearing me right now, you are the one that is not consulting him. Is it you?
Amen.
That's maybe you don't even know is him that just said, tune on the radio right now. You need to hear something. You think, oh, I just love that program. You don't like that program. You don't just like that program. He's the one that put the law love for it into your heart. It's not your doing. And when you hear it, it quickens your heart to just believe what God is saying concerning you. Can you just imagine that? He will take of me and he will show it unto you. So you are not even supposed to live in the dark. Precious Holy Spirit, Jesus is saying something. I don't understand it. Reveal the truth to me. So as you are reading the scripture, or as you are hearing the word of God, something is coming to you. Bam! And that's the answer. And it's so strong in your spirit. You know it's not that I'm thinking about it. God is bringing. It can be a song. It can be a scripture. It can be an instruction. It can be a direction. Because the Holy Spirit came so that he can guide you into all truth. He can guide you into the spirit of God. He can guide you into the instruction of God. Are you getting what I'm talking about? I used to say this one. I said, if I put about 10 candies on the table, and I just said, this one is cancer, this one is diabetes, this one is hypertension, this one is that. Now, everybody that comes to that table will not want to sit down. Who want to sit down with blood pressure? Who want to sit down with cancer? Now, when Jesus Christ came, guess what? The Bible said that he might be fulfilled that was written, that himself took our infirmity. Jesus Christ came and he packed all those sickness and he kept it. Now, even when you get to the table and you want one, you can't find it. Amen. You can't find it. Took it. Now, it takes you to doubt that he took it to expect sickness to come to you. He took it and he took it, and whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. He Amen. Took your poverty. It's Amen. Not a pastor, there is no family sickness anywhere. Amen. Sickness is from the devil, and devil is not your father. So how can it be your family sickness?
Amen.
Jesus don't have sickness. And when he came into your life, he fixed it. I did another. The Holy Spirit told me. He showed me in this book. Let me read this scripture because of my time. Oh my God. I don't know. Now, in John chapter 14, verse 16. Now look at the way the Amplified Bible put it. He said, and I will ask the Father. That's Jesus Christ praying. Now, how many of you know that there is no time Jesus Christ pray and God don't listen? Not that God listen, God answers. He answered the prayer of Jesus. I remember when he was at the tomb of Lazarus. He just called Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And the man came out. Now, he now prayed this prayer. Oh my God, I don't know whether you are getting this. He said, and I'm reading from the Amplified. He said, Amplified Bible. And I will ask the Father. And he will give you another comforter. Now, another comforter means paracletos, mean another of the same kind. He's going to be acting like me. You don't need to bother yourself if you are to feed 5,000 and there are two fish and two fishes and five loaves. You don't need to have hypertension, because the same thing that I did when I was here, the Holy Ghost paracletos is going to do the same thing. Now, you don't need to worry how to walk on the water. He's going to help you to walk on the water. You may not see him the way you see me, but he's going to do the same thing. And he said, I will give it to you. He said, he's the counselor. The counselor, that means you can't be confused anymore. If you need counsel and direction, Holy Spirit, lead me now. Now, listen and be quiet in the inside. He will show you the way. He didn't stop there. He's a helper. A lot of people want God's help, but they want to help themselves. It doesn't work that way. If you want him to help you, let him help you. He said, intercessor, somebody that is taking your place in prayer. Intercessor. Now, the children of Israel were to be destroyed because they sinned against the Lord. Moses stood in the gap, and he interceded until God changed his mind. You have the intercessor in your inside. His name is called the Holy Spirit. He said, the advocate. Now, listen to this. The advocate is another word for an attorney. Yes. Now, the reason you get an attorney is because you don't want to go to jail. The reason you get an attorney is because you want somebody to prove your case in the court of law. Is that right? Yes. That's why you didn't go yourself. And let me tell you, when you get an attorney, you pay. Yes. Talk to me now in the studio. Why are you doing me this way? Now, listen. You see, you pay the attorney. Yes. Now, Jesus Christ said the Holy Spirit is your attorney general, is your advocate. And let me tell you, he knows the judge so well that they already discuss your case before Amen. They get to the court. Amen. So you cannot be jailed. You cannot be proved wrong because the intercessor is the same person who is your advocate. And he went around, he said, and stay strengthener. Strengthener. Yes. Now, let me tell you, power and strength are not the same.
That's right.
You can have
right.
the power and not have the strength.
That's right.
Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes,
now, I saw the man called Samson. He had the power. But he doesn't have the strength. Mm. So when Delilah came, he flawed him. Because he had the power, but no strength. But he said, he's going to strengthen you. The Bible says, it's your strength. It's your shield. It's your buckler. And he said, you stand by. Oh my God. So that means you can't tell me I'm feeling lonely. What do you mean by loneliness? He said the Holy Spirit is your standby. Yeah. Friends, just look beside you. Somebody is watching and smiling. Amen. His name is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You don't see him, but Jesus Christ can't lie. He said he has prayed to the Father. Now, that is the same person you consult when you pray and you read the scripture. Don't just rush into the scripture because you want to just fulfill daily routine. I have to read 10 chapter a day. So now let's start. Mm-mm. Ask him to lead you and he will guide you. And maybe you are listening to me tonight and you want to just say, Bishop, I want to have the truth. Well, why don't you just come into the family for us? Say this prayer after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. And on the third day, you resurrected. From today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Now we continue that tomorrow. You can't wait. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
tomorrow
yeah.
is another time to just take a key that will lead you into your wonders. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
wow,
to God.
Wow, Bishop. Thank you so much for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, that's tomorrow morning, Sunday. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service you don't want to miss. I'm telling you, this Bishop, tomorrow's service is our third wonder service. Yes,
right.
It is.
Right.
Wow.
It has been
awesome.
Wonder every
yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
We have
wow.
been having wonder service Wait, 1, 2, and tomorrow is wonder service 3.
Mm, yes.
You want to come out to that, and we're going to be talking about that later on in the broadcast. But listen, come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 2 service. The first one is 8 a.m. and the second one is at 10 a.m. We have lots of things to talk to you about today, but right now we have Corin Hawthorne on the way with Won't He Do It? So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, oh, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, you said you would, so I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine.
All right, we are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Don't forget about our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow. The first one is that early service. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for that first service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, I'd like to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us live in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Christian is here with us. Pastor Clarence is here with us. Minister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. So now this is the time where we normally would go into that wonderful segment called The Moment of Change. But tonight, we're going to open the phone lines up early. So we're going to open the lines up so you can get a chance to get your call in. I know there's many of you that want Bishop to pray with you tonight. He is standing by and ready to pray with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. We're going to give you plenty of time to get your calls in. If you call and the line is busy, just call us back because we are definitely here and we want to connect with you. So the number to call live in the studio is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. The phone lines are now open. Bishop is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. That number to call again is 904-831-1079. So, Pastor Christian.
Yes.
I know you have a special message for us tonight. We have some exciting things that we need to talk about. So, please welcome Pastor Christian.
You know, I just want us to just celebrate Jesus. Jesus is still Lord in our lives.
Yeah.
In
our
so we just want to celebrate our Lord because He is the real King.
Amen. Yes, yes.
His kingdom is forever.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. But you know, this year has been a blessed year,
wow.
Bishop, sir.
Yeah.
And Pastor Jan, yes. For Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, I must tell our listeners, I am a testimony.
Amen.
I am a testimony.
Wow.
Because for us to be on the air, for me to be someone that God is using to bring the message to you and speak about life-changing experience in this world, I am a testimony.
Amen.
But you are the focus right now because what we want to bring to you is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly anniversary for the 12th year.
Wow.
You got to hear me. 12 years of Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, life-changing in Jacksonville. People have been delivered from bondage. People have been brought into the kingdom of God. It's wonders that's happening every day of the week. You know what? But we want to engage Bishop for just a moment as you listen to us. Because, sir, this anniversary this year, we started to talk about it last week.
Okay.
And we could not get you to tell us everything because we had callers calling in. But we want to use this opportunity to allow you to just give us an insight because you started to give us an insight into when there is 12, there is completion.
Yes.
There is more that you wanted to say. Give us an idea what we should look forward to God's power in this 12th year anniversary.
Oh,
sir.
Thank you, Pastor Christian. Now that you have started this, listen to this. You see, the theme is Mighty Harvest is my portion. Now, people need to understand what are we really harvesting?
Yes.
Because if there is nothing planted, you don't even go to harvest. Otherwise, you become a thief. Now, watch this. We are not just talking about harvest so that people can get excited. No. This is the word of the living God. Now, you will see that in the book of Revelation, chapter number 5, the scripture says it in verse 12. He says, say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Yes. That is what we want to harvest.
Wow. Amen.
Jesus Christ died. Listen, Jesus Christ don't die so that people can just go to heaven. Yes. Otherwise, the day you are born again, you die.
Exactly.
No. That's now, right. He died so that not just for heaven alone, but so that you can be utterly relevant. Now, many times people are heavenly conscious and they are utterly redundant. No, that is not why he died. He said, worthy is the Lamb
that was slain. He was planted in the earth so that we can harvest power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. If these things are not in your life, come and join us.
That's right.
That's right. Pastor, I turn this over to you.
Come and take
your
home.
Amen. Yes. And we're going to talk more about this year's anniversary, but right now we're going to the phone lines because we have Sister Barbara on the line. Sister Barbara, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I just wanted some prayer for my marriage and my family.
Okay. Father, we stand by the authority in the name of Jesus for your daughter. The Bible says, whatsoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So Satan, hear me. Amen. You don't have no right over that home. I therefore bind you and I shatter every of your plan concerning this relationship in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I release the blessing upon your family, upon your home, and I decree that the wisdom that you need to live a life of wonders, receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree over your life that the Lord will lead and guide your feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara. God bless you. So we have Brother Gerald on the line. Brother Gerald, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hey, it was Brother Joe.
Brother Joe. Joe.
How you guys doing?
Bless you.
Bless.
All right. So I just want to give a quick testimony. God has literally been doing tremendous works in my life. I've been tested with my faith. I've been tested with just believing God for the unseen. And he has been doing what I cannot even imagine just by holding on to the faith and doing the will of God. And I want prayer, Bishop, and I want to thank you guys so much for even broadcasting and offering these prayers for everybody. But I want to pray for just for guidance. I want to pray for the lack of distraction, to not be distracted and continue doing the will of God and to stay strong as a man and be empowered for not only for me but for my family and to empower the rest of the world in Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen. Congratulations, my brother. Now, thank you. I know one thing that is so real about God is the Bible says he that started a good thing in you, he will finish it. He will perfect it until the day of his appearance. So let's just agree. Father, I agree with you, son. I give you all the thanks and all the praise because of the testimony that your word has done in his life and family. And Father, Lord, I am asking because the Bible says, whatsoever we commit into your hand, you are able to keep until the day of your appearance. Daddy, I am committing him into your hand. I'm asking, oh God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that your blessing will rest upon him and his household. Lord, I am asking, oh God, Jesus, that you will give him divine ideas. Divine ideas. You will open doors of opportunity to him. Lord Jesus, you will make him sensitive to the things and the step he need to take, because I know between now and the next 3 days, Lord, the opportunity will come his way. Lord, I'm releasing wisdom for him to know step to take in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Brother Joe. God bless you. So we have Brother Will on the line. Brother Will, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. How are you all?
We are blessed.
Great. I was saying I'm believing the Lord for guidance and instructions.
Okay. Now,
and guide.
Yeah. You see, you don't need to bother yourself about it. You see what Jesus Christ said? He said, I have given you the Holy Spirit, who is going to be your guidance. Now, we all use that GPS, and the GPS, we see something ahead. He said, make a right turn, make a left turn. Now, the GPS is not as smart as the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to just pray for you, and the GPS of heaven will take over.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Lord, because the Bible says, if we seek you with all our heart, we will find you. That is why we come with all our heart before you, Jesus, the Son of the living God. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will take charge, take over his life, divine guidance, divine direction, Lord Jesus, and I bind every spirit of distraction. I come against it, that from today, God of heaven will speak directly into your heart, and you will not miss the counsel of God for your life again. Thank you for doing this, and I mark you with the precious blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Will. God bless you. So let me give out the number to the phone lines again. The phone lines are still open. You can give us a call right here live in the studio. Bishop is here. He's standing by and ready to pray with you. That number to call is 904-831-1079. The number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. So give us a call right here. We will pray with you, agree with you. 904-831-1079. So Pastor Christian, back to you.
That's right. You know, Pastor Jan, the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it said, "My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ears unto my sayings." You know, every anniversary, every year, sir,
yeah,
we have men of God coming from all around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they come from even United States. They just come as messengers to bring the word to us.
Yeah.
And we that have been present in these anniversary celebrations, this program, we know what the word has done to our lives.
Yeah.
We know that every time we come from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the word comes with power. God's revelation is coming to us. Life are changing. Wisdom is flowing to folks in the congregation, and people are being blessed abundantly.
Yeah.
I want you to share with us this year some of the expectation, because I know we have traveled. Me and you have traveled around the world.
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to let our audience understand, look, this anniversary is not one thing you want to miss, because you have an opportunity to have God's word come to you by messengers that are people who you know personally that God has used to change lives and destinies.
Yeah.
Help us understand, our listeners.
Thank you. Now, why do we need to come into a meeting like this? Because we want to hear God appear to us in his word. Mm. Now, all Israel, every year, they will go to Shiloh. Now, let me read the scripture to you. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, in verse 21. "And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." So, when we come to this meeting, God begins to distribute our inheritance to us. Now, that inheritance is supposed to take you for another 12 months.
That's right.
12 calendar month. That is why I begin to open our eyes to what are we really harvesting? What is it that is planted? I'm not just telling you something. Okay, I don't know whether I will get it. You have to.
That's right.
If you are there, you have to. Because somebody already paid for it.
This is something.
If we are not asking you to come and pay for it. Yeah. He's already paid
That's
for
right.
it. Just
That's
come right. with your faith and take it. You tempting me now. Now, let me just say something now. I try not to fall into the temptation, but I fell into it already. Now, watch it. Now, take for example, tomorrow, we're going to have a service, and God already said, bring your prayer request.
That's right.
Because we saw that the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I can read. Mm-hmm. When the letter was written to Ezekiel by Sennacherib, mm-hmm. he brought it before the altar. He laid it down before the Lord, and the Lord read it, and the Lord strike. Now, tomorrow, God is going to strike the devil on your behalf,
right.
either sickness or disease. Just bring those requests and we'll lay before the altar, and that will be it.
Amen.
I'll talk about that later, because I know some people are on there.
We're definitely coming back to that. I'm telling you, the excitement is in the air.
I can't wait.
Woo, but we got to go back to the phone lines. We have Sister Angela on the line. Sister Angela, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer, just for my purpose in life with God, and just to be clear, to have clarity on what it is he wants me to do in this season.
Okay. Now, you see, your purpose is not separated from your person. That everything came with you. Just as you have the eye. Now, it's not that when we go to the earth, we are going to go and buy the eye and buy the nose so that we can be complete. That's exactly how your purpose. And I'm going to pray for you right now that the Holy Spirit will reveal you to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I stand by the authority of your word concerning your daughter. My God and my King, I know by the word of God
that your utmost concern for every of your children is to live and fulfill their destiny. My God and my King, I agree with your daughter. Lord, the wonders that you put inside of her, Lord, the generations that you are sent out to, I decree right now that will be a stirring in the inside, that the glory of the Lord will rest upon her and she will discover the thing that you put inside by his gift, by his divine idea, by divine endowment that you have given to her in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree right now, begin to see it happening in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Angela. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Bishop is still here. He's waiting. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. So give us a call at 904-831-1079. So we've been talking about CREPA's anniversary. This is our 12-year anniversary. Yeah. That's coming up. That's right. It's actually starting next week. So, Pastor Kristen, we got to tell them about the dates and the time.
Absolutely. And I want to just anchor on here, and I want you to note this if you can. August the 7th through the 11th, that's from a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yes.
So you have a packed weekend all week, full of the Word of God. And in fact, here's the schedule. On the 7th, you have the program starting at 7 p.m. On the 8th, you have the program starting at 7 p.m. as well. But on Friday as well, it has 7 p.m. And then I think Friday we have a 10 o'clock service.
Leadership
meeting. Yeah. So this is for business leaders. People who are entrepreneurs in the city. Someone that is wanting to be able to understand ethics, be able to know how God's kingdom can be an opportunity for you to expand your business, to know about how to be able to use the principles of the kingdom of God to move ahead in life in the business world. This is a forum for you, sir.
That's it.
So, and we have the grand finale is on Sunday as well, but we have a program on Saturday as well, which is at 7 p.m. And Sunday we have grand finale. You don't want to miss the service.
Yeah.
And I believe, Sister Jen, you can say something about your testimony here because you've been through these programs.
Yes, I have, Pastor Christian. And when we come back, if I have time, I'm definitely going to go into that testimony. But right now we're going to go to the phone lines because we have Sister Annette on the line. Sister Annette, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm calling for a prayer for directions.
For what?
Direction.
Yes, sir.
Prayer direction. Okay. Now let's just agree. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory and all the praise because of what the Holy Spirit is able to do. You already said that we hear a word behind us that this is the way. Walk ye in it. And Father, I stand by the authority of your word. And I decree that the ear of understanding of your daughter be enlightened. I decree every spiritual blindness and deafness be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I know that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you, but I am decreeing that ability to be sensitive to direction. Receive it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for doing it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Annette. God bless you. We have Sister Maxine on the line. Sister Maxine, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm asking to pray for my strength. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Strength. Okay. Now, we just talked about the Holy Spirit, who is our strengthener. Yes. And I'm going to just agree with you. Now, as I pray with you, the strength of God will kick in your inside in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I release strength to your daughter as I'm speaking right now because there is no barrier in the realm of the Spirit. He sent forth his word. He heals them and he delivered them from all their destruction. I release your word to your daughter now and I decree, receive supernatural strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister.
Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
So the phone lines are still open. You still have time to get your calls in. The number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Bishop is here and he's ready to pray with you. Give us a call at 904-831-1079. So we've been talking about our 12-year anniversary that's coming up next week, starting August the 7th through the 11th. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this is really big.
Yeah. This is big.
This is big.
This is big.
This is big. This is so big.
You don't want to miss this.
Pastor Christian was talking about our testimonies. Now, we all are Crepper. We're the Crepper family. But Crepper is turning 12. I came to Crepper in 2012. I'm telling you. Wow. I came in 2012. And we turned in 12. So I know this is my mighty harvest. Hey, yeah. But let me tell you something. One of the most amazing things that happened to me, because, you know, God will let you know when you're in the right place.
Amen.
And he'll let you know that he sent his prophet for you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I was at my workplace one day, and at this time, I hadn't even been in the ministry very long. And I'm telling you, but I was brought into the covenant. I'm Amen. Telling you, the covenant of the house. And I was at work, and I was having such a hard time. And it actually had gotten so bad that I went into the restroom and I was crying. I fell down on my knees and I was just crying, not knowing what to do, how I was going to get out of this situation. Did anybody even care about this situation? Mm. And I'm telling you, that very same day, I went back to my office after I dried up my face, went back to the office trying to look like, you know, everything's okay. So people won't start saying, what's going on? And my phone was on my desk. I picked up my phone. And what do you think I saw on my phone? I had a message from my bishop. I had not talked to Bishop. We had not discussed anything about my situation. And there was a message on my phone. And Bishop, I remember the scripture that you sent me. You sent me 1 Peter 5:7.
Wow.
You sent me that scripture and you said, cast your anxieties and your cares on him.
Amen.
Because he cares for you.
Amen.
And I was like, what in the world?
That's right.
How could he even know?
Amen.
You see, God will speak to your prophet about you.
Amen.
I'm telling you. And that's how you know you've got, if you're not receiving,
Amen.
You need to come and receive.
That's right.
Because
That's
I'm right. telling you, Amen. We're not just saying this because we want to pack the house.
No. Right.
We're saying this because God distributing some things
Amen.
At this conference.
Yeah.
And you Amen. Need to come and take your portion. After that, Bishop, I knew. And the enemy can come in any way he want to come. And he has come in
don't
any way.
Jesus is
out of
Yes.
Wow. But I won't be moved.
It don't matter.
So,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
how
he comes.
No matter how
he comes. It doesn't matter.
I
can
right
tell
place.
You. I'm a living witness. This is my testimony. I thank God for this anniversary, the 12th year anniversary. I've been here for this is my 7th year, I believe. I came in 13. One year behind you, Pastor Jan. And you know, this thing has been snowballing. You know what a snowball is?
Yes,
this ministry has been snowballing and it's been rolling, y'all.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this ministry is on fire. And I know that the man of God that is leading this ministry is a prophet of
Amen.
God. He said something just a little while ago. He ain't even got an idea what I'm about to say. But when I was on my my week's vacation, that particular scripture that you said in Revelation 5:12, it said that he was slain to give us what?
Power.
Wealth.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Strength. Honor.
Riches
and
blessing.
The blessing. He said, the blessing. And I know beyond
a
shadow of a doubt there, you know. And, you know, we got these renowned men of God that is coming also. And the strength along with this is each year, and even Friday night, I heard the same word in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, arise. That's been a strength, arise. I've heard Bishop Ajala.
Yeah.
I heard Pastor Backer.
Yeah.
They've been saying these things throughout this year for us to arise, and we have arise, y'all.
Amen.
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 I'm telling you, we arise.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Well, for me, my tail is just a little different. I needed to be cleaned up. I needed to be cleaned up. I was prior Navy, and I was a chief, and I talked like a chief.
Yeah.
So I came to CREPA. I got cleaned up.
Wow.
And I came to CREPA. I got cleaned up. My spirit. I am acting like the child that God created me to be. And I just thank.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for sending me to CREPA. I thank the Lord for Bishop.
Yes.
And I just thank him for just being there every day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So that's the anniversary that we're talking about. It's August the 7th through the 11th. It's happening. It's all going down Wednesday night, 7 p.m.
Amen.
You want to get there early so you can get a seat, I'm telling you.
That's
because
right.
The theme of this harvest, this anniversary is Mighty Harvest is My Portion. And you want to come and take your portion. It's Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Thursday night, 7 p.m., Friday morning, 10 a.m. for the leadership session, and then Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., and then we round it all up Sunday morning. Now, that Sunday morning is only going to be the one service, not tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we have two services, but this Sunday morning of the ending of our conference is going to be that one service at 10 a.m. So you want to come out. That's Mighty Harvest is My Portion.
Amen.
CREPA's 12-year anniversary kicking off August the 7th through the 11th.
Amen.
So now the phone lines are still open. You can give us a call here in the studio. That number is 904-831-1079, 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, we've been talking about this conference. You know, we want people to put it on their calendar because it's just next week.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure if they haven't heard us advertising it, you're hearing us tonight, you're hearing it for a reason.
Yeah.
So Bishop, you got to tell us because we really appreciate being in a covenant.
Amen.
A covenant ministry. So
tell
us, because I'm telling you, tell us the significance of that, because I remember before I came to CREPA, I didn't know the significance of being in a covenant. I'm serious. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we need to understand that God is not just a covenant God. Is a covenant keeping God.
Amen.
And everything about him is all about covenant. Now, what we can relate covenant to in our days is what I call a contract.
Yes.
But a contract, you can take it to court and you can just tear it off.
Yeah.
But a covenant, you can't.
Amen.
In fact, the only thing that breaks a covenant is death.
That's right.
And
that's
because God can't die, he keeps his own place forever.
Amen.
Now, you have to agree with him based on his terms, not on your time. But the moment you are in a covenant, you secured. God was in a covenant with Abraham. If you dare Abraham, you'll be dead.
Amen.
That's right.
Because even when Abraham was wrong, leave Abraham alone. Otherwise, God will leave everything and bounce on you.
Amen.
And that is a covenant we've been enjoying. Is a covenant of fulfillment. Is a covenant of strength, prosperity, peace, and godliness.
Amen.
Come into this meeting,
and
your life will never remain the same again.
Yes.
And before we go, now, the Friday meeting, if you are calling to ministry, if you are a businessman, now the principle of the kingdom of God is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tap into that principle, you can succeed in whatsoever you lay your hands upon.
Amen.
So don't miss it. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. And please just get yourself there and your life will be changed forever.
Yes, Amen. Pastor John, just kindly run through the hours again from Wednesday.
Yes. Yes, that's Wednesday night. Now, this is kicking off August the 7th through the 11th. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Friday morning, 10 a.m. for the leadership session. And then Friday night at 7 p.m. We're coming back Saturday night, 7 p.m. and Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Now, it's going to be a minstrel blessing us from Friday night all the way from Portland, Oregon.
That's the recording artist.
Yeah, the recording Benny's.
Bernice Blackie. Yes, you probably heard of her. Look her up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Bernice Blackie. She'll be there live, blessing us with her ministry. Bernice Blackie, all the way from Portland,
Oregon.
That's Bernice Blackie, and she's a gospel musician. She's the recording artist, and you can follow her on Facebook. So our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here.
Yes.
So we thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So until then, we'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.